All right, everyone, welcome to Heal Thyself. I got to thank you for your attention. What a beautiful, beautiful resource that you've given. You take the time out of your day, out of your weeks, to really listen with an open heart about all the stuff that I love talking about and empowering you all to be your best, highest, most expansive self. That's what we came here for, right? To just embody who we are. So in this Knowledge Bomb segment, I'm going to talk about HPV. A lot of you out there know you have it. A lot of you out there have had it and didn't know or currently have it. I'm going to tell you what HPV is, where it comes from, what are some of the symptoms, and ultimately how to really, really put ourselves in the best place to prevent it, right? So we know it's implicated in multiple cancers, so it would really behoove us to get in front of it to make sure we're in our highest health. And on Thursday, I am dropping a bomb on you all. If you ever had questions about your health and why your health is the way it is, and you've done all the physical and you might even done the emotional stuff, there's a whole nother layer. It's called the spiritual self. And when we talk about spirituality, it's really hard to put that in a practical place. Well, I have one of the best in the world talking about how to make spirituality practical, how to feel better with who you are, how to feel better in your relationships, how to get a better physical health, even from spirituality. Yes, there's a bridge. And he gives you all the practical ways of doing it. It is one of the most mind-blowing conversations I've ever had. So get yourself comfortable, listen to this Knowledge Bomb, get ready for next Thursday with Shaman Durek. It's going to be really good. Let's get in. So you heard from a friend, or maybe a news report, or maybe social media, that HPV is going to give you throat cancer, and you should stop having oral sex. But is it true? Is it time for you to abstain from oral sex? We're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, we need to get into the subject at hand. And by subject, I mean the microbe. It's a virus that's running amok on our health. And this virus is human papillomavirus, HPV. And it's one of the most common sexually transmitted infections worldwide. It's actually estimated that most sexually active men and women will get at least one type of HPV at some point in their lives. You see, HPV is a group of more than 200 related viruses and more than 40 types easily spread through direct sexual contact, including vaginal, anal, and oral sex. Now, according to the World Health Organization, at least 14 are cancer-causing. These are the high-risk HPV types. HPV is so common that nearly every person who is sexually active will get HPV at some point in their life. So how does HPV manifest in the body? Well, first and foremost, genital warts. These warts usually appear as small bumps or a group of bumps in the genital area. They can be small, they can be large, they can be raised, they can be flat, they can be shaped like cauliflower. And in women, the warts occur on the vulva or the walls of the vagina and the area between the external genitals and the anus. It can be in the anal canal, actually, and in the cervix. And men, they appear on the tip of the shaft of the penis, the scrotum, or the anus. Warts can also develop in the mouth or the throat of a person who has had oral sexual contact with an infected person. Now, while the warts themselves may be itchy or uncomfortable, they're actually oftentimes asymptomatic, right? You don't feel them. You don't even know they're there. Now, the problem with HPV is that it can cause cancers of the cervix, of the vulva, of the vagina, of the penis, of the anus, of the oropharynx, which is the back of the throat, which also includes the tongue and the tonsils. However, cancer-related HPV often doesn't show symptoms until it's advanced, which actually makes it more challenging to treat. When it comes to cervical cancer, the most severe concern with HPV is its association with cervical cancer in women. Early stages of cervical cancer typically don't even have symptoms, but advanced cervical cancer may cause symptoms such as abnormal vaginal bleeding, pain during sex, and actually just overall pelvic pain. Symptoms of other HPV-related cancers might include a sore that doesn't heal, a lump or thickening in the cheek, a persistent sore throat, difficulty swallowing, or a change in just hoarseness in the voice. But most people with HPV, remember, don't even know that they're infected. They never develop any symptoms or health problems. And in 90% of cases, the body's immune system, shout out to the immune system, actually just clears out the HPV naturally within 2 years. But this is why it can be passed on so insidiously, because a lot of us don't have any symptoms. We don't even know we have it. We're just sexually active and passing it on and on and on. When HPV doesn't go away, it can cause a genital wart, as I mentioned, and then down the road, lead to multiple types of cancers. So let me give you the lowdown on HPV and cancer. When it comes to the case of throat cancer, infection with any potentially cancer-causing HPV type is not as predictive of cancer as it may seem, especially when it comes to the throat. Now, in throat cancer, HPV 16, this is a strain, causes about 90% of throat cancers. But HPV 16 prevalence is very low in men and women. According to Epidemiology and End Results Registry, men have a lifetime risk of these cancers of only 0.7%, while women, the lifetime risk is just 0.2%. So does that constitute us stopping oral sex? Well, not necessarily. If you have a family history of throat cancer, I mean, I would speak to the doctor. If you smoke cigarettes, if you drink alcohol, now you have some factors that are piling onto each other. But in the context of cervical cancer, this is actually a completely different story. Human papillomavirus, HPV, there's different types. And among the many types of HPV, about 14 are considered the high risk for leading to cancer, including cervical cancer. HPV 16 and 18 are the most notorious ones of all. They are responsible for the majority of HPV-related cancers. So how does this happen? What happens is HPV, the virus in itself, begins to disrupt the cellular health. And it causes what they call dysplastic cells. The cells are abnormal. And we see this in the cervix during pap smears. If you find yourself feeling fatigued and sluggish and mentally foggy during the day, right? You may not be getting the right balance of electrolytes that your body needs. I'm gonna introduce you to my favorite one. It is called Element, L-M-N-T, the essential electrolyte drink mix designed for restoring your optimal hydration. After years of hearing, go, cut back on sodium. We're starting to see new research that reveals, actually, we need more sodium, 2 to 3 times more, especially for those living in an active lifestyle. If you're working out, if you're fasting, if you're on a diet, if you're on the sauna, if you're sweating all the time, you need electrolytes. Without proper electrolyte balance, your performance and energy levels, I promise you, will suffer. Now, Element has created the perfect zero sugar, all natural formula to get your electrolytes where they need to be. One stick contains 1,000 milligrams of sodium from high quality sources, along with potassium and magnesium for other essential minerals. I feel a difference. I started when I was in my sauna. I take it in the mornings now. I definitely take it after every workout. But it's really important for me to know that I'm providing electrolytes to my body, because it's not just reducing cramping, right, from sweating, but it's also keeping my mind sharp. I know the power of salt when I wake up in the morning. So reclaim your energy, your focus, your performance today with Element. Go to drinkelement.com/DRG to claim your free sample pack for Heal Thyself listeners only. That is drinkelement.com/DRG to optimize your hydration now with the power of proper electrolyte balance. So when you have this cellular transformation, when high-risk HPV types persist in the body and they stay there and we don't really do anything about it, this can actually lead to a transformation of these normal cervical cells. They're abnormal precancerous, and then over time, epigenetically, it becomes cancerous. So if these lesions are not detected or treated, they can actually develop into cervical cancer over the years. So low-grade lesions, these are known as cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, CIN1, and they're considered mild abnormalities. They're often caused by HPV, yes, but many of these low-grade lesions actually just regress spontaneously. They don't ever progress to cancer. And I've seen this happen over and over. And this is what I've seen in school. These low-grade lesions oftentimes will just regress. It will never progress to cancer. And I've seen this multiple times, especially people who've done naturopathic modalities. They would regress really fast. Now, this is the CIN1. The high-grade lesions are the CIN2 and 3. And these indicate more significant abnormalities with a higher risk of progressing to cervical cancer. This is the ones that we have to keep our eye on, especially if they're not treated. High-grade lesions are the precursors to cervical cancer. Well, what about progression? When it comes to the progression from the initial HPV infection to cervical cancer, it usually happens really slow. It often takes years. It might even take decades. And this slow progression provides a critical window for detection and treatment of this precancerous condition. This is when you want to catch it early and you want to be taking care of it, because it can develop into cancer. We want to get on top of it early. That's why you need to be getting pap smears. For high-grade lesions without treatment, the risk of progressing to an invasive cervical cancer over 10 years is about 30 to 50%. And for the low-grade lesions, the risk is significantly lower. Precise percentages are more challenging because a lot of them just spontaneously regress, but it's just a lot lower. But you got to remember, 30 to 50% for the high-grade lesions is a pretty high risk. You want to make sure you're getting on top of this early on, which brings me to screening. Regular cervical cancer screening, such as pap smears and HPV DNA testing, can detect precancerous changes in the cervix so they can be treated before the cancer develops. Yes, they've created vaccines against HPV. They're most effective when given before an individual becomes sexually active. But before you say yes to a Gardasil vaccine, you need to be aware of what the risks are. Gardasil is the vaccine indicated in girls and women ages 9 to 26 for the prevention of HPV, which would ultimately prevent cervical, vulvar, vaginal, anal cancers, especially by 16 and 18 strains of HPV, as well as genital warts and precancerous lesions in the cervix, vulva, and anus. But it's not just given to young girls, it's also given to boys ages 9 to 26. For preventing HPV, that can lead to anal cancers, genital warts, and any precancerous lesions. Now, in the package insert for Gardasil, there is a warning and precaution, and it goes like this. Quote, because vaccines may develop syncope, which is sort of dizziness, sometimes resulting in falling with an injury, observation for 15 minutes after administration is recommended. Syncope, sometimes associated with tonic-clonic movements, that is just these stiff seizure-like movements and other seizure-like activity, have been reported following vaccination with Gardasil. When syncope is associated with tonic-clonic movements, the activity is usually transient. So essentially, when you take the Gardasil vaccine, there is a risk that there can be dizziness and seizure-like activity. It's usually transient, but it's a risk. And you have to know this before you have your daughter or your son do this. Most commonly, it's just pain, swelling, redness, bruising, and itching that are seen with the vaccinations. Less common but notable are nausea and fevers. But what really stuck out for me is there actually is a risk of autoimmune processes with the Gardasil vaccine. Some of the highest risks for girls who take the Gardasil vaccine are arthritis, celiac disease, hyperthyroid, hypothyroid. And we also see at lower levels, nephritis in the kidney, psoriasis, neuritis in the eyes, lupus, Raynaud's. So you got to know that, yes, there's actually a risk factor. It's actually higher for girls, little girls who take this shot. It's higher for girls than boys of actually developing an autoimmune disease. And this needs to be talked about more. Like, your doctor's got to be sitting with you or the nurse practitioner, opening these package inserts and going over with you all of the risk factors. Very important. And as I mentioned, for boys, it's much lower. But yes, they can develop autoimmune diseases like arthritis or diabetes type 1, hyperthyroid, hypothyroid, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis. Just remember that young boy, young girl, getting the Gardasil vaccine, it can be preventative against HPV. It's actually effective against preventing HPV. But there's risk, right? There's risk. There's the high-level pain and just bruising and just feeling, you know, maybe nausea, fever. But there is the risk of the seizure, and there is the risk, higher for girls, of autoimmune disease development. So be very clear with your doctor about your concerns before just saying, yes, take it. You have to weigh everything. Are you tired of feeling tired? Right? I know how it feels to feel tired because I'm tired sometimes of feeling tired. That's me in college, the whole thing. With all the problems you have to take care of at work, at home, with your family, with your friends, no wonder you feel tired, right? Your energy's all over the place. You take care of a lot of different things, right? We all do. But if you really stop and think about who takes care of you, you gotta be replenishing yourself with the proper minerals. Magnesium is my favorite one because 70% of us are depleted in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers is my favorite. It's an all-natural supplement that helps reduce fatigue so you sleep more peacefully. See, magnesium is so important because it feeds your muscle, improves your heart, and improves brain function. Now, most magnesiums out there, I don't know if you know this, aren't full spectrum. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of 7 essential types of magnesium. Now, imagine having the strength and the energy to get out of bed every morning and face your day boldly, right? Magnesium is fantastic. It's like the best. It's the best. I take it before bed. I take two before bed. I wake up fine. I go to bathroom fine. My energy's fine. My brain is fine. Magnesium is a game changer. For those of you who haven't used it, this is the best one out there. Because then you could show up as your best self, right? And you have the energy through the day. You feel more energized. So if you're interested in getting your best night's sleep, supporting your body with the mineral that is so unsupported by food all the time, buyoptimizers.com. That is buyoptimizers.com/DRG. Use the promo code DRG10. You can get gifts with purchase and up to 2 travel size of Magnesium Breakthrough. That's buyoptimizers.com/DRG. Use the code DRG10. And for the last part, I'm going to tell you how to protect yourself against HPV. Well, sexual partners, this may be written in stone. You may have had whatever number of sexual partners that you had in the past. But as you'd expect, higher numbers of sexual partners is associated with HPV infection in both men and women. A 2007 case control study published in the New England Journal of Medicine investigated an association between HPV and oropharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma, throat cancer. And the findings revealed an increased risk in patients with 26 or more vaginal sex partners or 6 or more oral sex partners, independent of how much they were smoking or how much they were drinking. If you're having sex, make sure you wear condoms. That would be a way to prevent HPV, as you'd expect. Also, the higher risk factor with co-infections. HIV actually predisposes to higher rates and risks of HPV-related cancers due to just your progressive immune suppression, but also co-infections like Epstein-Barr virus or chlamydia or herpes simplex virus, they may also be synergistic with HPV, causing more damage. If your microbiome is a mess, especially your vaginal microbiome, it can be problematic, especially if you have a current HPV infection. Although we don't have the full clear link between the oral and the pharyngeal microbiome and HPV, we do know some about the vaginal microbiome. That means taking care of the biome in your vagina, not using antibacterial soaps, right? Not douching. All the things that are going to affect all the scents, fragrances that women use for feminine hygiene is actually disrupting your microbiome. So be very clear on that. And obviously eating the foods that support your microbiome, which I've talked about so much on the show, prebiotic fermented foods. As you would think, tobacco smoking poses an additional risk for the development of head and neck cancer, and also with smoking, cervical cancers as well. There's also something called partner viral load. Evidence amongst heterosexual couples suggests that a partner's HPV viral load is associated with transmission and new detection of HPV infections. So you and your partner want to get checked out and make sure you're doing everything to take care of your overall health and your immune system. So important. I've done shows just strictly on immune system. Listen to those on how to optimize your immune system, right? There's ongoing research in accessing the potential link between nutrient deficiencies and HPV. What we do see is HPV has demonstrated that circulating vitamin B12 levels may be inversely associated with the HPV process for cancer. There was one interesting study in Brazilian women suggested that the antioxidants lutein and zeaxanthin and cryptoxanthin and vitamin C intake all are actually associated with reduced persistence of HPV. And one really popular natural medicine is called AHCC. This is called activated hexose correlated compound. And it's been shown to be effective against HPV, not in big studies, more in vitro studies, but we also see that in animals and in humans. So I personally have seen activated hexose correlated compound, AHCC, work in the context of HPV. But essentially what it is a dietary supplement derived from the mycelium of mushrooms, specifically coming from shiitake mushrooms. And what happens is AHCC is modulating the immune system. It's actually enhancing the natural killer cells, the cells that target tumors, viruses, and other microbes that are causing havoc in your body. So some preliminary studies have suggested that AHCC may help clear HPV infections. There was a small clinical trial published suggesting that a daily dose of AHCC could support the clearance of HPV infections, including high-risk types, the ones that we see with cervical cancer. But it's important to note, there's limited size in these studies, limited scope, right? How much money is to be made from AHCC? Maybe there's a lot, but there's not a lot of energy and resources going into those studies. But despite these results, the research on AHCC and HPV is still in its early stages. We've got to remember that. Again, I've seen it work anecdotally in my clients and in school, but we need more better controlled trials to actually say, yes, AHCC is efficacious against treating HPV. But if you are interested, again, this isn't medical advice, talk to your doctor about AHCC, especially if you have HPV. It may be helpful for you. And there you have it. That's all the information you ever needed to know about HPV. Most importantly, make sure your healthcare practitioners are giving you full, clear, informed consent. They got to be telling you what's going into your child's body. Okay, that's really important to remember. Also remember, strengthen, nurture, heal your immune system, right? Connect back to nature. Go to sleep early. Wake up early. Eat good foods. Put your feet on the ground. Create good relationships with the ones you love. Reduce your stress. All of these things are going to be so, so, so important at keeping your immune system in a strong place. Remember, your immune system will always be affected by your nervous system, which will always be affected by the way you talk to yourself, which are always going to be affected by the crap that you're holding in and not letting go and consistently putting as part of your conscious stories that you tell yourself. All of these pieces are going to affect your immune system. So it's all about strengthening your immune system, right? And being very intentional about who you share your bed with too. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. We got all the downloads on HPV. Share it with someone you love. Anyone who has HPV, anyone who's gone to get a pap smear and they saw that they had lesions, send this to them, you know? Send it to people who you know would really benefit from this, doing your part to spread health and wellness and all this love. Thank you so much for listening to this Knowledge Bomb. We'll check in next week. Rate, review, subscribe. Thank you so much.